Welcome to The Flash Entertainment Edition, where we shine a spotlight on the stars, the stories, and the moments that shape our culture. In today's episode, we delve into Warwick Davis's moving tribute to his late wife, celebrate Yoko Ono's storied career and lifetime achievement honor, and catch up with Kevin Bacon as he revisits the school that inspired Footloose. Join us as we explore these stories of love, legacy, and life-changing art. Our first segment takes a heartfelt turn as we discuss the emotional journey of actor Warwick Davis and his family in the wake of his wife Samantha's passing. Laura, can you share more about this story?
Certainly, Wendy. Fans and followers of Warwick Davis were left deeply concerned following a message he posted on social media that read, "I'm done here," signing off with a broken heart emoji. This came shortly after the death of his wife, Samantha Davis, at 53. Recognizing the wave of concern that swept through their online community, Warwick's children, Annabelle and Harrison, took to social media themselves. They expressed their gratitude for the outpouring of concern and love, clarifying that their father is taking a necessary break from social media as part of his grieving process. They also sought to reassure the public that there was no reason for alarm. Warwick Davis's last Instagram post before his hiatus was both touching and emblematic of his deep bond with Samantha, featuring what he described as a long overdue date night with his wife. Their story, from their meeting on the set of Willow to their shared endeavors like founding Little People UK, highlights not just their personal love story, but their impact on and off screen. Samantha's loss has undeniably left a huge void in their family, one that they are learning to navigate with the support of their community.
It's incredibly moving to see the strength and unity of the Davis family during such a challenging time. Their openness in sharing this part of their journey not only speaks to their resilience, but also serves as a powerful reminder of the human side of celebrities we often admire from afar. Thank you, Laura, for capturing the depth of this story. Turning to a celebration of lifetime achievements, Yoko Ono is set to receive the prestigious Edward McDowell Medal. Lester, what makes this recognition so significant?
Wendy, Yoko Ono's receipt of the Edward McDowell Medal is a monumental acknowledgement of her extensive contributions to the arts over 7 decades. From her avant-garde works in the Fluxus movement to iconic musical anthems advocating for peace, Ono has remained a pivotal figure in art, music, and activism. At 91, her relentless pursuit of peace and social justice themes through her art continues to resonate amid today's global challenges. Joining the ranks of past recipients like Stephen Sondheim and Toni Morrison, this accolade from one of the nation's most esteemed artist residency programs underscores the enduring impact of Ono's work. Despite her recent limited public appearances, her creative output, including a career retrospective at London's Tate Modern, ensures her legacy endures. Ono's manager, David Newgarden, is expected to accept the award on her behalf at the July ceremony, marking another milestone in her illustrious career.
Thank you, Lester. Yoko Ono's recognition is a testament to the power of art in sparking change and fostering dialogue on crucial issues. Her legacy is indeed both enduringly fresh and profoundly significant. Our final story today takes us to Payson High School, the real-life inspiration behind the 1984 classic Footloose. Kevin Bacon's recent visit there has sparked excitement and nostalgia. Eugene, share with us the details of this heartwarming reunion.
Indeed, Wendy. As Footloose approaches its 40th anniversary, Kevin Bacon's visit to Payson High School represents a full-circle moment. Reflecting on how the film changed my life, Bacon's connection to Footloose and its celebration of dance and freedom remains palpable. The students' Bacon to Payson campaign underscores the film's ongoing relevance and the impact of its message on new generations. While details of Bacon's visit are sparse, his engagement with the school and its students on such a significant anniversary spotlights Footloose as enduring appeal. Bacon's recent celebration of the film, including a video of him dancing in the spirit of his character Ren McCormack, continues to inspire joy and celebrates the film's lasting cultural significance.
What a wonderful way to honor a film that continues to resonate with audiences, both old and new. Kevin Bacon's enduring legacy through Footloose is a reminder of the lasting impact of storytelling through film. Thank you, Eugene, for sharing this exciting development. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Entertainment, we're reminded of the profound ways in which stories, whether through personal journeys, lifetime achievements, or cinematic classics, connect us all. From the enduring strength of the Davis family to the celebration of Yoko Ono's artistic legacy to Kevin Bacon's nostalgic return to the heart of Footloose, today's stories underscore the power of art, love, and resilience, knowledge, and entertainment on demand. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, keep tuning in.